We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The DOE made it plain today, putting out its COVID protocols for the upcoming public school session, which starts September the 8th. Basically the same protocols as last year, but with a few concessions. You won't have to do those daily health screenings, and kids won't have to be subject to those random in-school testings either. Instead, they'll send four test kits at home, to the house at least, with students, parents, and teachers to use if there is an exposure. Also, the mask won't be required, but strongly recommended if there is an exposure. Students and staff must wear masks, though, when returning to school on the 6th and 10th day after showing symptoms or testing positive. And you also have to wear a mask if you're going to a school medical facility or you're showing signs of COVID. Also, now keep in mind, teachers still have to be vaccinated. Those rules remain in place. You have to be vaccinated along with contracted workers before entering a school building. That requirement is still there again, I repeat. And all visitors will be required to show proof of at least one vaccination as well. The UFT issued a statement late today reminding parents and teachers that the DOE promises to make additional at-home tests available for any schools that need them and urging parents to make sure their kids get vaccinated and boosted. Well, the Archbishop of New York got some firsthand experience today with some of the migrants who have arrived in the city on buses from other southern borders. Juliet Papa has more tonight.
Cardinal Dolan met personally with migrants. He says these aren't cases, problems.
These are people with names. These are husbands and wives and kids. And we love them. And we welcome them.
Catholic Charities is providing food and services. Part of the problem, according to attorney Marianne Therapel, they're getting bad information at the border.
These notices all list 1011 First Avenue, 80 Maiden Lane, our Kennedy Center in the Bronx. These are not residential addresses. These are not spaces that are able to accommodate these immigrants.
The organization's personnel are in the process of getting their paperwork in order. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on First Avenue.
Under Texas Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star, migrants who turn up in Texas have been bused here to the city. Mayor Adams has criticized the operation as a political ploy, using human beings as pawns. Says the city will always welcome migrants, though it could use some assistance from the federal government. Andrew Cuomo isn't governor anymore, but it looks like he hasn't given up on trying to help New Yorkers. Sources telling the New York Post Cuomo was out in the Hamptons over the weekend when he spotted a stalled vintage Corvette on the side of the road, pulled over, grabbed his jumper cables, and there he was, helping the driver get it started. Word is, the driver didn't know who Cuomo was, and when he asked, the former governor made like some kind of automotive Clark Kent, gave the guy a fake name. Police are on the hunt for the two men behind a couple of unprovoked attacks in the city over the last few weeks. In the first, on the evening of July the 19th, investigators say a 67-year-old man walking on Webster Avenue near 168th Street, this is in the Concourse Village section of the Bronx, when somebody came up and punched him dead in the face and then made a run for it. Coward. Then, just this past Friday, they say a 66-year-old man was walking on 74th and 37th Road in Jackson Heights. Same thing, guy comes up and, for whatever reason, punched him right in the chest. Fortunately, neither of the victims was seriously injured in the attacks, which do not appear to be related. You can see photos of the suspects on our website at 1010wins.com. Better yet, if you know who they are or where they might be, call them cowards, and then the police ask that you call them at Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Big protest today at the criminal courthouse in the Bronx as dozens of union members push for the harshest sentence for the guy who allegedly beat up a subway cleaner last week. Samantha Liebman with the news.
The Transit Workers Union says the system is failing to protect them. Well over 1,000 assaults a year, verbal, spitting, and physical. And they want the latest accused assailant, Alexander Wright, put behind bars.
We want the maximum at the very least. Our members are coming to work fearful. They got to come home to their families, not knowing if you're going to make it home to your family or not.
Local 100 Vice President Robert Kelly says Wright should also be remanded with over 40 priors. Bail was initially set for $5,000. Wright accused of attacking station cleaner Anthony Nelson Thursday after he helped a rider who claimed he was harassing customers, Nelson's sister Nashia.
He cries very often about it, but I think he cries more because he's stuck in a bed and he's not able to actually get up and help other people.
Nelson now recovering from two surgeries for a broken collarbone. Samantha Liepman, 10-10 Winds outside Bronx Criminal Court.
That's terrible. And from his hospital bed, Anthony Nelson issued a statement saying he does not regret his decision, you know, to step in and help that strap hanger, adding, "You can't turn a blind eye to helping people, folks." As for Wright, he was due in court today, but his case has been adjourned until Friday. A Nassau County police detective among nine people now indicted in connection with alleged illegal gambling operations on Long Island.
Federal authorities in Brooklyn say the Bonanno and Genovese crime families were running a grand gambling operation at the Grand Cafe, a coffee shop which also served regular customers in Lynbrook. The accused agreed to split the proceeds, estimated at about $10,000 a week. This was going on for at least 10 years, according to the indictment. Prosecutors say the profit sharing also involved gambling parlors at a soccer club and the Glendale Sports Club in Queens. Court papers reveal that Nassau County Detective Hector Rosario is accused of collecting from the Bonanno crime family for staging raids on competing betting operations. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
A city about to lose one of its symbols of recovery from 9/11. The people behind the 9/11 Tribute Museum have announced the museum is closing its doors for good as of tomorrow. Not to be confused with the National September 11th Memorial now, the Tribute Museum opened in 2006 as a place where the stories of the victims of 9/11 could be told. But it's seen a sharp drop in visitors since the start of the pandemic, and its organizers say they'll now switch focus on their inline presence. After tomorrow, much of the museum's collection will be moved to the New York State Museum up in Albany.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.